Good evening, everyone. And how amazing does it feel to be back in West Kirby? I have been at Battersea Hall Bible College for a year. Wow, that's crazy. And yeah, it's been an interesting journey. It's been one full of challenges. Challenges that have time been very hard to face. Challenges that at time have shaken the core of my very faith. But challenges that have always eventually brought me nearer to God. And so when I was asked if I would like to stand up here and preach about the spiritual gifts, especially being at Pentecostal Bible College, I was like, yeah, why not? And now I'm like, why? But no. So this evening, I've been asked to preach on the spiritual gifts of serving, helps, and mercy. And when I was reading around this subject, I found out that they were sometimes called the motivational gifts because they seem to be given based on the motivation of your hearts. Now, for me, when I hear the words serving, helps, and mercy, I think more of the lifeblood of the Christian faith. And as the body of Christ, we need a lifeblood to keep us going. We need each and every part of us to have a function. And we need each and every part of us to fill that function. And for me, the Holy Spirit provides us with gifts that suit our function almost perfectly. So tonight, I just want to explore what these gifts mean. And how they can be used in the body of Christ. But to start with, I just want to say that when I was deciding what to bring to this message, I was going through a point where I had very little faith in the path that I was walking. I had very little faith in the decision to go to Mattersea. And even though I've had an amazing term this term, and it's opened my eyes in so many ways, I just felt the very core of my belief being tested. And then I listened to Heather's message from last week about faith and about the gift of faith. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And it is that gift of faith that leads me to stand here tonight. And it is that gift of faith that leads me into the challenge that I face tomorrow when my 24 hours on the Wirral are up for the next few months. And I go into an internship down south. Thank you for that message, Heather. So, as we... Is this going to work? Yeah. All right, go back for a second. As we come to think about serving and helps and mercy, can we turn our Bibles to Romans 12? And I'll be reading from verses 4 to 8. It's Romans 12. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So I'm going to start by looking at serving. And serving, for me, is the act of giving of yourself in time. It's where we see a job that needs doing. We don't think of the reward that we're going to get from that job. We just see something that needs to happen in order for something else to happen for the glory of God. And we give of ourselves to go and complete that task. We give of ourselves to serve behind the scenes so that the glory of God may be seen at the front. And for me, serving is a central mandate of Christianity. Jesus came as the servant, and he calls for us to have a servant heart. For me, the gift of serving is absolutely paramount to the body of Christ. Without people who are blessed with this gift in the Spirit, the church does not function. The body of Christ doesn't have that lifeblood pumping through it that allows the hands to be the hands and the eyes to be the eyes. Without the gifts of serving in the church, the glory of God can never be met. Now, during my time at Mattersea, it's a leadership formation college, and part of that journey has always been about serving as an inspiration. And for me, there was one guy at Mattersea who taught me so much about serving. And his name was Henry. And each week, a group of eight students were put on dishwashing rota. So after lunch and after tea, we'd have to stand up and collect everyone's plates and wash everyone's plates and put everyone's plates back. Now, most of us did this because without washing the plates, we wouldn't eat tea. Henry did this because he just loved serving. And he didn't see the reward in it. And he wasn't looking for a reward in it. He just saw that it was a job that had to be done. And he did it. And he'd stay to the very end. And he'd make sure every plate and every knife and every fork was washed and dried and put away in the right place. And for me, he served as my inspiration. And when I saw other people slacking, other people not wanting to do wash-up rota, I just thought about Henry, and I went and stood next to him at the sink, and I dried as he washed, or I washed as he dried. And slowly, 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 more and more people joined us on an almost semi-permanent dishwash rota. And I really believe that Henry was blessed by the Spirit with the gift of serving. And okay, Matsey's not a church, but it is a body of Christ. It is full of Christians looking to serve the Lord. And in that body of Christ, Henry's serving was the lifeblood. So what does this mean for practical application today? In this church, in any church. For me, it means that we have to ask ourselves to be willing to go into the background, to move into the background, to move behind the scenes and set things up and break things down afterwards and serve tea and coffee and put away tea and coffee. And no, it is not the most dramatic of gifts of the Holy Spirit, but it is the absolute lifeblood of the church. It allows other parts of the church to do what they are called by the Spirit to do without stressing, without worrying about what's going to happen next because we've got no team, what's going to happen next because there aren't enough of us. And so I implore, if you think you have a heart for service, talk to God about that heart. Pray for that heart. And pray for that heart to grow. And pray for that heart to be blessed in the gifts of the Holy Spirit of serving. My next point is about the gift of helps. Now, the gift of helps, for me, almost identically mirrors the gift of serving. It is about giving of oneself in your own resources. Be that resource time or energy or money or prayer. Whatever you give of yourself, people who have the gifts of help see a practical task that needs to be done and will stop at nothing to see that task done. And for me, the example in the Bible comes from Acts 2 and the early church. And in the early church, we see that there were a great number of believers, and those numbers kept being added to, and the journey that they went on as a body of Christ led them to start giving up possessions, devoting themselves to the teachings of Jesus through the apostles, giving of themselves to help those in need. And I'm not saying that we should sell our houses and give all our money to the poor, but I am saying that we should give 100% of ourselves to ensure that every single member of the body of Christ and every single member of the people out there who would love nothing more than to be told about Christ and to be part of that body, are given that opportunity. And guys, I really feel that there is so much work that we could do, so much work that it would be great to do, that if we searched our hearts and if we really prayed for this, each and every single person here, each and every single person in the body of Christ around the world could do something more to meet that need. For me, the practical application is that the church has to be missional. Now, I'm not talking about sending people halfway around the world to solve poverty in places they've never even heard of. Mission for me starts at the very doors of our church, in our very communities. And if we see somebody who needs help, and we can give that help, then it is our mandate as Christians to go out and give that help and to see the glory of God around this world. It is our mandate as Christians, as people of the body of Christ, to be Christ-like and to go out into this world and meet the needs of the poor, meet the needs of the lonely, meet the needs of the diseased, meet the needs of every single person that we meet. And obviously, I'm not saying that we need to leave ourselves short, but we have to give of ourselves 100%. And guys, I think as a for myself, there is so much more that I can be doing. As I look around my own community at Mattersea, there are people there who give and give and give and give until they have nothing left to give. And still, people don't get alongside them. And people don't give them the help that they need. And I think we should each be asking for the gift of helps. We should each be asking for the gift of serving. And they are so closely linked that one leads to the other and they all bless. My third point is about mercy. Mercy is giving of yourself in compassion. Mercy was the work of Jesus. Mercy was almost everything Jesus did. As he walked around Jerusalem and its environs, he met people where they were. He saw what they needed. He treated them with softness and gentleness and kindness and compassion. Mother Teresa says that if you judge people, you have no time to love them. And the one thing for me that Jesus never did was judge before the appropriate moment. I'm just going to turn quickly to my favourite example of Jesus' mercy. And it comes in Luke 8, when Jesus is touched by a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years. And no one has been able to heal her. And she touches the cloak of Jesus, and Jesus feels the power leave him to heal her. And the first time he asks the crowd who touched him, she says nothing. And the second time he asks the crowd, she came forward trembling and fell at his feet, fearing his judgment. And he said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." For me, that is mercy. That is showing complete and utter compassion. And that is the work that we as Christians are called to do. We are called to go out onto the grace line where Jesus walked each and every day to seek the lost, to seek the lost, to seek the lonely. and to get alongside them where they are at. To get alongside them in all their needs. And to treat them with softness and kindness and love and without judgment. My final point is to come back to the motivational guests, as they are called. These gifts are the lifeblood of the Christian faith. They are lifeblood in every body of Christ, in every Christian ministry. But they rest in motivation of our hearts that we have in Christ. And so I say that we need to search our hearts. We need to look deep within our hearts on a personal level, on a corporate level. As an individual believer in Christ, as a body in Christ. And we need to develop our hearts for these gifts. We need to develop the hearts that we have in Christ by asking each and every day for the Spirit to renew that heart. And having the faith that Heather was talking about last week, that God will respond to us because he delights in hearing us ask for him. I'd just like to pray. Father God, I thank you for the gifts that you give us. I thank you that you sent your Son to this earth to serve us, to help us, to treat us with mercy. And Father God, I pray now that each of us here in this body of Christ, in this house of you, in this house of the Lord under you, Father God, that each of us would go away and search our hearts, and Father God, that we would burn with such passion for the mercy that you've shown us, and that we'd burn with such passion to show that mercy to the rest of this world. Father God, let us move into the background. Let us move behind the scenes, that your glory may come to the forefront of all that is in this world. Father God, when we see people who need help, when we see people who need someone to come alongside them where they are, in all that they require, Lord, give us a heart to reach out to them and say, I can help, and you have a friend. Father God, I pray that in the power of your Spirit, we can search our hearts. We can search our hearts for these gifts, Lord. And that we can ask you to renew in us a passion for these gifts. That we can ask you, Lord, that you bless us with these gifts that enrich the Christian faith, that enrich our walk with you. Father God, I pray, Lord, that as we utilize these gifts and all the other gifts of the Spirit, Father God, I pray that your will be done in this world. Amen.